Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Saturday afternoon, 106.7 The Fan. Wow, how cool was that? Listen to Zabe. The Zabe. My dog, man, he's smooth as silk. He always has been. He's loaded. He's just built for prime time. And I thought, always thought it was courageous that the shock jock did it. There are some guys that were doing multiple zip codes, multiple time zones. I mean, it made you a master baller to do that. So nothing Zabe does surprises me ever. And I was just happy. It just brought back so many great memories of hearing him do his thing.
Yeah, you got some old history with him, I think, but I've never worked with him before, so it's cool. I've heard him before, you know, professionally.
He's a three-tool guy. He's a baller, flat-out baller.
No, he's old-school DC radio. It's just cool to get to work with him. I've never gotten to really meet him before and just got thrown in the saddle with him today. It was fun.
Yeah, no, he's fun. You haven't seen the best yet. Just wait until he starts. He's hitting the gun today at 98, 99. He'll get to 103, 104. Yeah, he'll be slinging it, and so we share producers Steve Solomon in all of our ventures, and Solly is just the best. Hopefully, now this is a big ask because he's running for office in Montgomery County, and he's a veteran politician, which means that's like being a ball player. You know, different levels, we up and down. Zabe said he was coming out today as in the bullpen, and that's my mindset is always the DH. You know, you accept a role to be a part of the team, but in your mind, you're always the guy that gets the ball on opening day and the guy that they need to throw strikes in order for the team to win. And that's not for everybody, you know. But those that it fits the category of, they know exactly who they are. Shout out to Tank. Let me tell you why I can't. You know, this industry, and here's Zabe, again, because it opens up so much part of my history and which is a part of this fabric now, 106.7 The Fan, which is a absolute locomotive, and then our pass at 980, which is still, you know, here in some framework, but when it was a freight train, it was a part of these guys like Zabe, you know, and Chris Johnson, and I, and then he and his bride have a child, son. I was hoping for a daughter for him. Thought he would have deserved it, but. And you're lucky to have a healthy child. So to the Johnsons, you know, I'm just really, really happy for them and to welcome Edward Teddy Walker Johnson to Earth. And I can't wait to introduce him to Metal Chris. Yeah. This kid is going to be. He's going to be different. I'm telling you. If you knew his mother, who is the instant light of the she walks in the room, it's on. It's on. And her CJ, I just can't wait. You know, life is it's a beautiful thing. We honor it.
Well, you were telling me you were involved with his wedding, right?
Yeah, they honored. Well, I thought it was a prank. Because, see, with these guys, you never know if it's a bit. You never know if you're set up for, you're not my age, but you understood. You remember Candy Camera, right?
Oh, yeah.
See, I know the young kids now, and they love, and I talk about them a lot, but I love them. Because you don't know what you don't know when you're 26, 27, 23, 24. We're lucky because we got some smart kids around here that are a joy to be around. You know why? Because they're all focused. Nobody's lazy. Everybody's ready to work. I've never had a bad, these young, they work. They work. So what more can you ask for? You want people that are, no matter where they come from, what their backgrounds bring, they're here and they're not messing around. They're working. They want to be something in this. They want to aspire. So when I hear, and then he had Coach. Nobody could pull Coach Sheehan on a golf Saturday away from the club to join him. That was like, when have you heard Sheehan on Saturdays here? Come on, man. His staff they know what to do. No calls to Coach Sheehan on Saturday because he's at the club, okay? And Zay pulled him. I'm telling you what. It would not have surprised me had AP, Andy Pope, but Andy might have had some other restrictions based on his current employment or whatever. But, you know, it's just going to be every week that Zabe is on, he's going to turn a page. He's going to, I'm telling you, the dude he's that good at what he does, and he lives it. And, you know, I love people that are all in. I don't have to agree with what you're all in for, but as long as you're all in, then you got me. I'm in. Let's do it. Because so many people waffle. They try to serve several masters. You can only serve one. And you got to be able to go for it. And so I can't wait to see how YouTube blossom. We're looking at this at 3:33. Going to take a break. I think there's a game this week, isn't it?
Something on Monday,
yeah,
I think.
Somebody told me that the Commanders were going to play the Chiefs.
What remains of them?
You know what? This is a perfect matchup. They were blessed. You couldn't have had a better matchup to go against the Chiefs this week. I'll explain that to you when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
3:38 here in the nation's capital. DOC on a hot microphone and Metal Christopher is doing what he does. Sergeant of Arms. Got that big, good looking pizza or piece of pie. Excuse me.
You're welcome to have a slice, my man.
Yeah, I'm on a program right now that doesn't allow me to have any fun. So, and pizza's fun. You know, it's just, I call it one of the key top three fun foods.
What are your other ones? What are your others?
Well, you know, I have to save that for a separate segment because I tease the audience. And I don't like to tease them and not please them. Kansas City, this opponent. What do you have to lose? You know, Washington has not played its game yet. And that's important. I love listening to the experts all week. And I mean the wise guys, not smart asses. Talking about the wise guys. This is interesting to me because a game to where you're trying to discover who you are and you're going up against an opponent that nobody with any football acumen at all expects you to win, in my opinion. They may say it to kiss you behind or whatever, but why would I think, if I was trying to risk my football credibility, who in the hell would think the Commanders going to beat Kansas City in Kansas City on Monday night?
I was trying to find if Mahomes has ever lost to a backup quarterback. And there was a game in 2020 against the Broncos where their backup came in and mm-hmm. they lost. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he has ever lost to a starting backup quarterback.
And I love it the way you phrased, because I know your intentions are good. You mean well.
Yeah.
But the quarterback plays against the defense.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he don't play against the backup quarterback. He plays against the starting defense of his
opponent. I understand,
opponent.
But you still got to outplay Pat Mahomes this weekend.
Yeah, and who's done that lately? Yeah. No, look, but again, I'm not. It's not like I'm going to be sour on them. I hope they win. I can hope, can I? I hope they do. But they haven't demonstrated enough discipline in their game to make me think I would put my reputation on the line to say something. I'm not a cheerleader, and I'm not on the song boy thing. My hopes and what I expect to happen are two different animals. They don't block well enough for me to think that they'll beat Kansas City Monday night. They don't tackle well enough for me to think they're going to beat Kansas City on Monday night. They just don't show me enough buzz to be able to fight Pat Mahomes for four quarters and shut it out, blow his fire out. Now, are they capable of it on paper? I guess the only way you can put it down, yeah, on paper. Do we have the personnel for it? Well, that would start with trying to get to him. You have to get somebody to put a hand on him. Oh, you're not going to pressure Pat Mahomes and you expect to beat him? Really? Okay, possible. His guys could have the dropsies. The dropsies for the non-hip impaired means the ball hits their hands and they drop it. They don't want to catch it. That's possible. That could happen. Well, our secondary is much improved. Really? I don't know. I can't tell because they're asked to cover people for an inordinate amount of time, which is not fair to, I don't know, many safeties, corners that are really all that without pressure. It's just like a top receiver. You can put him on an island if his quarterback's inaccurate. It's kind of teamwork. Not perfect. They're human. But I like to use the Niners because we got a lot of whiners in our fan base now. That used to didn't happen. Or maybe I was not as perceptive. We got a lot of whiners. Oh, my goodness. They whine about what they don't have and who's hurt and Terry's hurt and Devo. And I'm going, did they not have a draft? Did they not have an offseason? Do they not have scouts and staffs and front office people that have a job that I thought was tied around locating talent with the possibilities that they may have to play? People around this town act as if the people you acquired, you don't ever want them to play in the game. Now, I've complained about this. I don't know what the hell you got to do to get on the field with these guys. Some of the people they have on the field do not get the job done. But yet they play far more snaps than these young people that months ago I heard were so promising. They were promising. Well, who's promising in your mind that you'd like to see a little more? Or am I the only person that's looking at this, scratching the bald head? I've got blood running down my left arm. And I'm going, what am I missing? Don't they know that the guy they have in during this particular time is incapable of doing his job? And once you determine that, why is he in the game? If you have the answer to that, hook a brother up. 301-230. That would be the other one. 1-800-636-1067. Yeah, the fan. Hey, look, I've been had multiple concussions. Welcome back. Shout out to Zabe. Just crazy, man. You know, I'm listening. AWOD. He didn't have his usually every Saturday, AWOD and PTP will have a wrestling match. It'll be a WWE standoff, and which is quite entertaining to me. Didn't quite catch that today, but I'll tell you what. When you look at AWOD, who is just, I thought, you know, that's the beauty of youth, is he's 100% authentic. Same thing with that big guy. They feel because they've been in a time period where you have not had as many bragging rights as you deserve. AWOD a little bit more because he's at least had a little bit of taste. So there's a genuine hunger. Genuine hunger. And then Zabe, who's been through it all, seen it all. And also, I think the affiliation with the Packers are unique, not only the only sole-owned entity by, you know, their fan base. That's the ultimate tradition. I mean, it really is. Football, I know a lot of Bear fans hate this, and a lot of people don't get it. But really, when you think of football, what goes above Green Bay?
I mean, you think of the old Lombardi, Bart Starr, and all that stuff.
But what goes above them?
Yeah.
I don't think anything goes above them.
It's hard to say.
There may be some things come up to them, close around it, but I mean, football, to me, and having seen their museum, and because just think about it. You're not going over there with suntan lotion, which makes it even more attractive to me that they've been able to get people who want to play football. I thought the Purple People Eaters blew it when they went indoors because their facility was the worst facility I've ever been a part of in my life. If I could have resigned, I would have resigned on the spot just to get the hell out of there. Metropole, because Bud, he didn't let you wear heat. If the home team doesn't allow heaters, the visiting team can't. So they never had heaters. And you come rolling in there, don't bring no West Coast blood into that environment. You are effed.
See, and the Bears getting rid of that too, right? Because they're moving to the new stadium out in the burbs. They're not going to be right on the water like Soldier Field anymore, right?
I think and that place also was crazy. Crazy. Good. Lose all your advantages. I want to go indoors. Yeah. They don't win enough not for it to be even a factor, but everybody goes through their ups and downs. The Central, that's why last year was so special because every team in that division had something about a uniqueness. It was interesting. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We've got an author, a producer, a show host. Toothpick, welcome home.
What's good, Doc? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to earn an honest living, man.
Yeah, Doc. Yeah, listen, I was a little bit of the arms. I was happy that Steve was back, but I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. The DOC. Where's the DOC voice?
Zabe's coming out of the pen. You know, I'm a DH. So whenever they call, and that could be any time. But no, Zabe's coming out of the pen, and he's throwing acid. You know how hard he can get this thing up to now. Today,
I know,
he
Doc.
Was just
it was
toying. He was using his breaking stuff today. I mean, he was really trying to actually be a nice guy today. Trust me. He's going to come out. It's going to be number flame.
You know.
Yeah. He's going.
You know, I rock with Zabe. Doc, you know, this is a tough one right here, Doc. It's a divided household today.
Well, not really, because you're heavily favored. It's not like she's worried. The first lady, I don't think she's worried at all. She's not worried. Because to me, it's a perfect matchup. All the pressure is on you. Not you.
Doc, listen.
Her.
She said to me this. This is what she said. She's like, listen, how about we put those tickets up? Because you don't want to go to KC and get embarrassed the way this happened in D.C. In Dallas. I said, what? She was like, yeah, this is not even go. She was like, just save the money. We can go to work. And you know, she's like, just save it.
She's talking
down to
you.
You don't want
to
go home?
She
didn't want to go home. She's playing pity for me right now, Doc.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not good.
That's why I like this, because, I mean, who do you know that knows? Not that there's any real football know-it-all. If the know-it-alls would be hanging somewhere in Vegas. But just think about it. It's a perfect game.
Yeah. Well,
who would think that the Commanders?
I told her, you know, they still gonna play this game. They still gonna play it. So
yeah. The difference is JD5. Now, if JD5 were healthy, whole different perspective. Because now the average fan can envision him doing something freakish and giving them a chance. But without him, straight up, you think you're going to beat him with just a running game? Well, first of all, let you know a secret. I'm hoping this forces them to run.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm hoping that this forces the creator, the artist, to run the football.
Well, so Doc, I'm gonna tell you one thing. Mm-hmm. I'm sick of these people saying give up on the season. Them right there, those are the ones that, like, you told us. You said, Doc, you be Mitch, y'all been spending. It's some people in our fan base that's not really fans, right? And you hearing it right now. You hearing it by them saying,
why
do
you repeat?
Give up on
you know
the
what?
Season.
Coach Thompson had a lot of jewels he dropped on us. But the one that makes my top three, hear nothing, say nothing.
I got you.
I don't repeat stupidity.
I got you.
Why would I react to somebody? If a lunatic is throwing out sales tips, he's got chainsaw saws he's selling, and he's a lunatic, what am I doing in his audience? I'm out.
You out.
I'm out.
I got you.
Now, there might be something good. The dude may be won all the money in the world in poker, gin. He may be a godsend when it comes to gambling. That doesn't mean he knows anything about contact sports. It just doesn't.
Obviously.
So,
why
would you get upset? It's like I hear BTP say something. Do I look flustered?
No,
I don't allow him to affect me. Because I don't know his intentions. Usually it's to irritate. And so why fall into the trap? Based on what? I have a hard time really digesting anything that anybody says that's under 50. Because I go slip. You under 50, you still experimenting.
I hear you. Yeah, so, Doc, like you said, hear nothing, say nothing.
Yeah,
so,
that's on you.
I just can't wait. I can't wait for Monday I'm not calling to upset the world just yet. What I'm going to say is they play the game to see who's going to win the game, and I will not be surprised if we come away with the victory. I will not be surprised.
We're not scared, I can promise you
right.
that. And Donna Hopkins,
time to go compete.
Yeah, Donna Hopkins joined us on Burgundy and Gold today, this week, and she said, energy. See, the one thing about this team, one thing Q does well, his players aren't afraid to show emotion because their leader is not afraid to show emotions. There's nothing wrong with showing emotions, but it damn sure better be real, because if it's fake, then you're a con artist. And we've had those around here on that microphone. You thought they were down and sad. They were clueless and dumb as dirt. This dude here, he gets it. But now he's got to prove that his methodology is actually effective.
Yes, sir.
Tell the truth Monday. He got all these, and I like what he's got. He's definitely got a life motivational speaker when he stops coaching. But now the ultimate is if it's effective, if you can get people to do what you want them to do under stressful situations. We have to protect the quarterback. We've got to control the line of scrimmage. And we got to stop turning the damn ball over. We're not good enough to spot people 10 yards in a 40-yard race. You're not that fast. You're not Darryl Green. He's the only guy I've known that can spot you 10 and beat you in 40.
Huh.
So let's get our head out of our rear end. Stop begging these people to motivate you and motivate yourself because of that large check you pick up every week. And if they do that, then they're professionals and we can count on them. If not, then they got consumed by the pass and they may rot just as a result. Appreciate that. Good luck on First String Podcast.
Boy,
3:59 coming up on top of that 4 o'clock hour. Feels good. Once again, if you miss Zabe, you got to hit the rewind button. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.